Let's move on. Todd Viney has a significant role in this, in that he has been part and parcel of the Melbourne scene for a long, long time. But more importantly, Scoop, he sired one of the great players for tomorrow, and he's my favourite for the Norm Smith medal. Welcome to you, Todd.
Oh, boy.
Yes, g'day, Jared. G'day, Sam.
Great to have you on board. Are you nervous?
Well, yeah, look, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit toey. You know, just hoping that we go really well. I think we're really well positioned and primed for it. I think it's been the most consistent year I've seen in my Melbourne team for forever, probably. And so I'm hoping they do well. I'm hoping that Jack gets to do what I didn't do and come home with a cup.
I challenged Gary Lyon on the Melbourne team last year on the couch. I remember it well. I've thought for a long time, 2 or 3 years, that this was the most talented group I've seen. And then there's been a couple of additions to that group, which has made it even more talented. It's difficult to get everything right at the one time. And you were part and parcel of the recruiting of many of these players. The addition of May and Lever was targeted recruiting. The selection of Tomlinson was targeted recruiting, and unfortunately he's not there. But a lot of things, as you know, Todd, you've been in footy for a long time. We've got to go right for you to get an opportunity to win, let alone to win one.
No, absolutely. You know, one of the big things that when we tried to start to rebuild the club after, Mark Neill left, was try and form an identity. Try and work out what our culture is, what we want to stand for, how we want to be seen by the football industry as a whole. We started to rebuild, and it's taken a period of time to get it right, but it's been about trying to get the right people in the playing capacity, but it's also been the right people in the coaching and the administration. And I think the continuity of leadership's been strong for us for a period of time now, and it's enabled us to execute a plan. And now the plan is at the point where we're challenging for a grand final with a relatively young team. So hopefully we can strike now, but the future looks also pretty positive.
We've already spoken to Peter Jackson and Paul Roos, two key signings, but you also were one of those key additions in the early years of Paul Roos. It must have been some hard yards because it didn't turn around all that quickly.
No, it's not easy. We're in a professional competition. Every team's trying to do their bit in trying to get to the top, and it's dog eat dog. It's ruthless, as I heard Nathan Jones talking to you on the couch. It's a ruthless industry, and it's not going to be easy. No one's going to give you a leg up. It's going to be done by, building really solid foundations. And I said, getting the right players, the right people in place, the right coach, the right game plan. And then you've got to rely on that all coming together. You know, we recruit Christopher Tracker and he does his knee in the first year. We recruit Jake Lever as a key position intercept player and he does his knee in the first year. We get Stephen May in, he gets injured, they don't play together. So it just takes that time to get that continuity of everyone playing together, the right people at the right time, and, as you say, a bit of luck. And obviously we've had that in 2018. We saw a bit of a false dawn, probably, where we had a patchy year but came home really strong, made a prelim, then got blown off the park. But, 2019 down, 2020, COVID, just missed out. But there were some good signs at the end of that year that we were looking the part, and then this year's been fantastic. What the club, Simon Goodwin, and the team has been able to put together.
Jared Healy and Sam McClure on Sports Day. Melbourne great Todd Viney joining us live. Todd, can I ask you, when I speak to Melbourne fans, both here in Perth and back home in Victoria, as you can imagine the pain they've been through, they're looking for ways their team is going to lose. They're saying, is it going to be Bontempelli that gets hold of us? Is it going to be Libba that has one of those games? Is it going to be Bailey Smith that has another great final? Could it be Stephen Martin that quells Max Gawn? Todd, can I just ask you, as someone that will obviously be barracking for the team tomorrow, which part of the Western Bulldogs outfit most worries you?
Well, they've been a very good team all year. I mean, their midfield is going to be a clash of the two best midfields, really. Slightly different philosophies around the contest. They like to bring some extra numbers up and outnumber. We, Melbourne, have been the hardest defence to get through because they like to maintain their defensive shape behind the ball. So it's going to be interesting to see how the tactical part of the game plays out. But ultimately, it's around that midfield contest, who can play the game in their forward half. I think if Melbourne win that battle, I think it's going to be pretty hard to beat. So, you know, the Melbourne, everyone's looking at, you know, what could go wrong. But I just think the boys have shown all year enormous resilience to come from behind, travel to Queensland, get told to turn around, come back, play a game the next day. They've shown enormous resilience. The game plan stood up all year. The key stats of the game that you want to look at, they're either number one or number two in. So I think you know, they're really well positioned to execute the game plan and get a win.
And Todd, I'm sure you'll be happy to know my co-host and the best footy analyst of the last half a century has actually backed Jack to win the Norm Smith medal. No extra pressure there. A good chance to take it home in your eyes?
Oh, well, there's a star-studded field, isn't there? But the game becomes a real contest in the grand final and finals. So, you know, when we were looking at putting the team together, you know, the competitive players that stand up in finals was what we were looking to try and recruit. And Jack was one of them, but he's got a few teammates that are going to be pretty handy too. And the Bulldogs have got numerous players that can play that style as well. So he's in with a chance, but it's a red-hot field.
He hasn't had an easy run in either, it's got to be said, Todd. He was, you know, he's had that problem with his foot that curtailed him. And he was in red-hot form a couple of years ago, 2018. And it's taken him a fair period of time to get back to his very best. And I think he's probably at that right now. But he also had to endure, you know, the disappointment of losing the captaincy. So you must be really proud of the way he's endured those hurdles and got himself back to his very best form.
No, that's right. I think he celebrates his 150th game tomorrow in the grand final. And that 150 games has been, you know, pretty solid. You know, playing early days in a team that wasn't very good, and the club in a bit of strife, and then he's had a lot of body issues, which hasn't enabled him to train, play every week, and you know, it's been a struggle. And every player probably tomorrow will have some sort of story, but he's another one that would say, you know, I've had to fight pretty hard to get to where I'm at. And he's just about right to go. You know, hopefully he gets a bit of it. The next 150, you know, a bit easier. Your great mate Ollie Wines has just won the Brownlow, and I think he's played 180 odd games, so he's almost a season a bit more than Jack. They started the same time, first game was against each other, but Jack's body hasn't enabled him to have the best 150 so far. But hopefully tomorrow and the run forward is a bit easier.
They're interesting comparisons, the two men, because, I mean, there was a suggestion you could have recruited both, but you can tell me if you thought it was your decision not to, given that they were a bit almost the same player. But for a period of time, probably the first 3 or 4 years, Jack was well and truly ahead of Ollie, but now Ollie's gone ahead of him. But I reckon if he can pull off the Norm Smith medal, he might have just drawn equal and maybe got a nose in front.
You barracking for your bet here, Jared?
Yeah.
Are you barracking for a prediction?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
No, look, the world works in mysterious ways. And, you know, the guys that have found, you know, have struggled, sometimes they get a bit of luck at some point. And to come away with the Premiership Cup would be all Jack is hoping for.
Yeah.
And if he can do that, well, he's a very, very lucky man. And he'll be very proud of that.
Can I ask you where you're watching it and who you're watching it with?
It's been tough, Jared. Since I've got out of the coaching box, basically, I've become a lunatic supporter.
Yep.
And yell and scream too much. My wife's banished me from the family lounge room to the bedroom.
Okay.
So I'll be watching it by myself. Hopefully, if things all go well at halftime and we're looking the goods, I might get invited down to watch it with the rest of the family. But I'll probably be watching it by myself for of the whole game.
I've heard a few of those stories. I mean, the hard realities of domestic life have come to the fore in this last 24 hours.
The second TV has really become important, Jared. It must be said in the family household.
I've heard a story from a well-known Melbourne supporter who has banned one of his children for the same reason, just yells and screams too much. Just totally excommunicated from the family. This has certainly dragged it out. Todd?
No, when you're in the coaching box, you've sort of got a responsibility to say cool, yep, calm and collected. But since that's gone, I'm just a raving lunatic, really.
Well, there's plenty of raving lunatics around. Welcome to the fold, I'm sure a lot of people are saying, and there's plenty to shout about. I know my sister Gabriel up in Bright, she'll be screaming from Mount Hotham if, in fact, the Demons can get up. Have a great day, and let's hope the best side wins, as I've been saying to everyone, but clearly it's go D's for you.
Thanks, Todd.
No, absolutely. Thanks for your time, boys. See ya.